call the Court of Public Safety Committee meeting into order. All of the members should have received an email showing the indicating the members of the Court of Public Safety Committee. So I believe the members are listed as myself, Randy Higgins, Justice Kendrick, Justice Boyer, Justice Schott, and Justice Lukowski.
Close enough.
How is it? Tell me the right way.
Lahosky.
Okay. Agent Lahosky. All right. Make sure I get the right way. Okay. So the first order of business is that we need to select a permanent chair. So at this point, nominations are open among the members. Justice Boyer.
I'm sorry.
He raised his hand.
Oh, okay.
I've been here before. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I nominate Justice Higgins, chair of the committee.
Second.
Okay. Are there any additional nominations?
Motion to close nominations.
Okay. So all those in favor of confirming myself as the chair, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So that is taken care of. All right, give me just a moment. I want to make sure I'm making some notes. So, Justice Good, I just will note that you're no longer on the committee, and I want to thank you for your service the last
Absolutely.
2 years of serving on the Courts of Public Safety Committee.
I'm sorry this committee will not be as good as it's been in the past, but G-O-O-D.
I would like to remind you that all... quorum court members are always welcome at all of the committees, and so you're welcome at this committee at any time, as the other justices are as well.
Until we get this issue solved, I am committed to helping out.
All right, I appreciate that.
You bet.
Just good. So I think the first order of business is because of past business. Justice Good actually requested this committee meeting. I'll start off to see if you have any comments, questions, or anything before we move forward with anything else. I'll consider that old business. How
yes,
is that?
There you go. Justice Higgins, just for tonight, I reached out to Judge Baker and asked him, you know, the county judge normally presides over the county meetings. And I just felt like since we're going to devote this meeting strictly to animal control, the animal control issue, that with the extensive background that you had in working on this, I asked him for permission for you to actually run the meeting tonight, the full court meeting, once we get here. He told me he was going to allow me to do that since I had called for the special meeting, and so I'm just going to cede that to you if indeed that's how he handles it. But just for your information, you're going to run the meeting tonight. The purpose of calling this is there's a couple reasons. One, we know we have an issue, but two, there's one, two, three new, not only committee members sitting at this table, but court members sitting at this table. And then there's also one, two sitting in the audience already. And so, Justice Higgins, I feel like the purpose of tonight's meeting would be to bring those new court members up to speed on what we've done. Also to educate them and the public on what the quorum court's responsibilities are and are not where it pertains to this. You know, obviously, social media and those that use that, quorum court hasn't done anything. Well, you really put together a fantastic timeline that you sent to Counselor Hogue, and then he sent out to the rest of us. And then there's some things that I can add to it that were meetings that I had, and so I'd like to do that tonight. And then ultimately, I hope that this committee would actually put together a plan, working with the county judge's office, for this court this year to attempt to get this solved.
Okay. So, Justice Good, I think one of the things that I'd like to do when we move into the full meeting, when we actually start having conversation, I agree with you primarily, tonight is educational. I mean, more than half of the court is new. So of the 13 JPs, seven of them are new to this. So I would like to get through some of the misinformation that has been out so that we can deal with actual data going forward. And then also I'd like, you know, to link constituents with their JP. So when we have, when we get to the point where we'll have people from the audience, you know, to maybe ask questions or whatever, one of the things that I would like for them to do is identify themselves and then also who their JP is. And if they don't know, we'll help them with that. We know exactly where do you live, and we can kind of help them. Because I really want people to help. And I can tell you that always when people reach out to me, regardless of where they're from the county, I try to respond to them.
Absolutely.
But I am the JP from District 2, which is Greenbrier. And those are the people that I listen to, just like you're from Filonia. You know, Jerry's from Worcester. So we want to make sure that we're kind of linking our constituents to their appropriate JP.
And Justice Higgins, with that in mind, I would take this a step further. Obviously, there may be some of y'all here already tonight, and when the full court meeting starts, we expect a much bigger crowd. But there are some of you I don't recognize already that are here tonight. And Justice Higgins, it would be my opinion that if a member of the audience has a question or comment tonight, that we actually know that they're from Faulkner County. While I would appreciate input from outside of Faulkner County, maybe during a non-meeting time, ultimately we serve the citizens of Faulkner County. And so I know you did a poll on Facebook that was probably skewed. And I'm not saying it was skewed the vote, but it was obviously skewed by people outside of Faulkner County voting. This gentleman right here, I don't recognize him. Are you from Faulkner County?
I was involved in the Keenan Wallace shooting.
Okay, very good. So you're involved in Faulkner County. ma'am, have you been to a court meeting before? Okay, I apologize. I don't remember you, but I appreciate you being here tonight. And so, you know, the rest of pretty much, I'm not sure of the lady behind the gentleman. I've seen her here or remember, and I see a ton of people every day. So, you know, I would think, Justice Higgins, it would be my intent for this full court and this committee to actually respond to the citizens of Faulkner County. And while other citizens from outside the county may have thoughts and comments, no pun intended, but they don't have a dog in this hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right, so I think we're on the same. So any questions or comments regarding that when we go into the full court session from the committee? Okay. All right, so one piece of new business that I'll move on to is I know from the last quorum court meeting we deferred a proposed ordinance from Justice Boyer that Judge Baker deferred to the Courts and Public Safety Committee, which we couldn't deal with until such time that the Courts and Public Safety Committee was organized. So we have that. So Justice Boyer, do you have a copy of that you could at least give to the chair? Do you have enough for the members?
No, I think I do. I'm a little remiss. Would you help me?
Yes, sir.
Sir. Forgive me, Chairman.
The floor is yours.
Can I sit down?
I bet just a shot could prop you up if we needed to.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here to help.
I don't think we have enough to go up outside the committee, sir.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We did. I did introduce something. First of all,
yeah, let's send it back down.
Justice Good, thank you for your comments. And I probably should have made this statement whenever Chairman Higgins asked for it. The survey was skewed. It wasn't skewed. It was contaminated and spoiled by outside interest. Sure. Thank you, sir. So I applaud you for recognizing the need that we need to be aware of Faulkner County on the onset. And I also appreciate your comments about doing something this year to develop a plan. In November of 2013, the Quorum Court passed an ordinance, an animal control ordinance, actually. Delineated a great deal of information, everything from definitions to da-da-da-da-da. It's all history now. It was amended one time the next year. And I am proposing tonight, Chairman Higgins, to offer an amendment to Animal Control Ordinance 1322. The amendment is to... Do you want me to explain this in detail, or do you... So the people will know?
Well, at this point, mainly for the committee members. I mean, the people, absolutely, but the committee members. So go ahead.
This amendment is to establish an animal control department. And this animal control department will be able to use the animal control ordinance effectively. It is a plan. It is an action plan. And within the amendment, I have included the need for an administrator. I have included the primary initial method of funding the animal control department. I have included an amount to be funded in the animal control department. And I have included some duties. Certainly not going to be all duties, but some duties of the administrator. I should have prefaced everything by saying I am reluctant to do this because I am not a person that wants to grow government. However, we are at the point that we need to do something. What we have in our hands to work with now, the clay we have in our hands now is not working. By adding a department to the county's agenda seemingly grows the government, and that's not the purpose. The purpose is to develop a department that's in charge of an action plan. I'd be open for questions or comments or whatever you like, sir.
Okay, so Justice Boyer, appreciate that. Procedurally, obviously, it's something that we need to talk about in this committee as we're developing that. At some point, once we fine-tune this a little bit, we'll need to forward it to the Personnel Committee for them to look at that. Because one thing that we've all learned that have been on the court is that no single item works in a vacuum. So we've got multiple issues that are not related to this. So the Personnel Committee would need to look at it. I know we have outstanding issue that regards to the Public Defender's Office, you know, that we would have to put this in context with. And then, of course, because it's a money issue, an appropriation issue, we have to run it by the Budget Finance Committee. So my recommendation would be, before we forward it to Personnel and to Budget and Finance, for us to fine-tune this. So we would need to ask some questions that we have. I don't have a problem going through. So let's just go through this at a high level this evening, and I don't mind kicking some of this around. So Section 1 talks about the personnel line item for Faulkner County Animal Control Department shall be funded by the current voluntary tax. And pay for a part-time administrator. So this is somebody part-time that we're talking about, part-time position, potentially.
That would be my idea for starting this. The funding under the section of funding, we have available funds, and I have cleared with Councillor Hogue about being able to use the funding from the voluntary tax that's committed to animal control to be transferred in a line to a new department. He said that's legal because it's going from animal control to the department that will be in charge.
Okay.
Animal control. It's coming from the existing voluntary tax. There's no new tax involved, no additional tax, no ballot initiatives or anything like that. It's money that we have in store, if you can use it in the bank, for the animal control issue.
All right. Okay. So one thing that I'll point out, Justice Boyer, and I noted it in the timeline that I sent to everybody, that Resolution 1108, we actually have the fund partially sequestered to where we are, to $1.5 million. So we need to talk about that a little bit, and about resolutions and how we got that resolution and why. You know, Councillor Hogue has reminded us a couple of times about resolutions and what resolutions are. He's the lawyer, and I still disagree with him on this one. Is he made a comment several times that it's only, you know, as good as the paper it's written on. You know, I disagree with that. That resolution by the quorum court is the word of the court. Doesn't mean we can't change it, but it's a commitment. And so I think that when the court agrees to a commitment, that has value more than just the paper that it's written on. So I'm not saying that we can't resolve to change that resolution. We can if we determine to agree. But we have to understand what that resolution was initially agreed on. And at that time, when it was established in 2011, I think the animal shelter fund was around $600,000 or $700,000. And we had estimates at that time. Again, this is going back a number of years, but we had estimates at that time that a shelter would be maybe $1.5 million. And that number even came from before I was on the court. And so we had a number of people coming into courts and public safety to the committee saying, if I just had $5,000 of that money, I could fix this issue in the animal control world. Or if I had $10,000, we could fix this issue. Or if I had $50,000, we could fix that issue. And it got to the point that the requests were so regular that the quorum court resolved to sequester the fund until it reached $1.5 million, which we determined at that time was the estimated building cost. And that did stop people from coming in and saying, you know, we need to tap into that fund. Because had we allowed every 10 or 15 or 20 or 30,000, that fund now today would probably still be under $1 million. And I've heard people complain that y'all have got $1.5 million and you've not done anything with it. And my reply is, we've got $1.5 million and you're right. We've not let people siphon off of it so that we can get to a point where we need to grow. So I'm just, that's background. That's not an opinion. That's just background. So I think as we look at this and we develop this, if the justification in your ordinance is there, I think we can resolve to get to basically render resolution 11-8-08. Not really what would be the term if we undo a resolution.
Repeal.
Thank you, Counselor. So we would repeal that resolution. So I'm, again, just sharing that what part of the process would be on this. Section 2 talks about quorum court shall appropriate $70,000 of the the annual revenue for the animal control voluntary tax to the budget of the animal control department here. And so we're talking about an estimate of $70,000 for this position is what your initial estimate is. That's what you have in Section 2, correct? Just confirming that.
Yes. The copies we have here are not the latest, the copy. I had changed the $70,000 figure is accurate. Yes,
okay.
Sir, that is. I had changed the word annual to current.
Okay.
That's a tweak, and it can be a big idea there, changing it to current because of the status of the current animal fund, as opposed to waiting until the end of the tax period when money's coming in.
Okay.
So that would be the annual.
All right. We're working off a draft.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Just a shock. You got a question? Let me show you how that works.
Just where the $70,000, I mean, and you said part-time. I mean, do you have a set number of hours in mind, or kind of pick your brain a little bit there?
Can I defer that answer to Section 3?
Yes, sir.
The $70,000 came about from a figure that I visited with the Conway Animal Shelter, Shauna, at length, about 3 hours here recently, and she was very informative about costs, without going into a great deal of detail. I thought that the $70,000 would be an adequate amount to initiate the hiring of a part-time administrator director. In Section 3, maybe I'm out of sequence here.
Yeah, I'm going to go through Section 3. So if you want to hold that, we'll cover that then.
Okay, yes, if you would, sir.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Higg?
Yes.
I do have a question on Section 2. Since we're dealing with money here, that $70,000, I was wondering, back in Ordinance 1629, $30,000 was appropriated and given to the judge to conduct feasibility studies on whether a shelter is even possible. I was curious, do we know how much of that actually has been spent and the results of that before we start allocating more money? Maybe we could use some of that.
Well, it could be. So to my understanding, $30,000 has been appropriated by the court. I think, as I understand it, the information that the judge has shared with us so far, he has received that from Washington County, gratis, so no charge. So as far as I know, that there's no money that $30,000 has been spent. So that would be a question of the judge, is do you intend to utilize that? And if not, then absolutely we can make an adjustment there. So good question.
That's good.
Do y'all know, did Rick Sal charge us for the rendering that he did?
Not that I'm aware of. Scott Sansom just sent me a copy of the updated list of the fund balance and the revenues and expenses of our fund for the voluntary tax, and there wasn't any mention of it there that I was aware of.
Has the $30,000 been spent at all?
$30,000 definitely wasn't. There may have been a nominal amount.
Okay.
But it definitely wasn't the $30,000.
Okay. And if I may continue, yes. You know, one of the things that ordinance, Justice Kendrick, that's very good for you to bring it up, that we asked the judge to develop a plan. Not a rendering, I appreciate Washington County sharing their blueprint with us, but, you know, this wasn't just a building plan, this was a animal control plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened when?
That was in
16.
It was September of 16. 21 September of 16.
Okay. Good information.
Okay. All right, so I'll go down to section 3. And this is where it kind of gets into the meat of your ordinance, Justice Boyer. So I'm going to skim through here. I think really what we want to do tonight is give some thought to these things, and we want to come back and discuss them in more detail, and we can ask questions tonight. But this is the high-level discussion tonight. So section 3, this person will be shall be hired by the county judge. The duties, as outlined in your ordinance, will be as follows. So develop a plan for obtaining a county animal shelter. Determine the size of the animal shelter. So why is determining the size of the shelter that important?
After speaking with Ms. Osborne, I realized that the City of Conway's animal shelter is not, they're not maxed out, but they stay pretty much full all the time. And she gave me information that led me to believe that the county being, well, 8 or 9 times larger than the City of Conway, geographically, there's potential for an increase of animals. More than what the city handles. And, you know, the idea of the size goes back to what we were talking about, the rendering that we had from Mr. Soule, which was a great, great picture. That was absolutely magnificent. It was a conceptual. The word that caught my mind was conceptual. Conceptual building with a conceptual cost. And they were wanting us to give them a conceptual vote on a conceptual ordinance. It wasn't going to work. So the idea of the administrator, first of all, I don't know, and this may be misleading to y'all, I don't know that the administrator director would actually recommend an animal shelter. Because I have some other offerings downstream of how we could.
That's actually a very valid point. Another thing is, and the reason I asked the question is there are some data that's going to have to be analyzed. So demographics is one, for example.
Yes.
So I mentioned in an earlier Courts of Public Safety Committee meeting that when I went to the National Association of Counties meeting earlier this summer, that where I represented Faulkner County, there I met with several groups that do licensing. And just on a real informal basis, they asked me where I was from, what county I was from, and from their laptop program, they were actually to go in and find the population, the number of households and the population of Faulkner County. They were able to subtract the population of Conway from those demographics. They ran the numbers, and they actually came up with an estimated number of dogs that might be licensed, for example. So those are the types of data that we use. I don't know that utilizing the City of Conway is really a single benchmark. It's probably one of several benchmarks. But their demographics are going to be different than the county.
Extremely different. Yes, sir.
That's right. All right, so we're... Yes?
That we're on Section 3 and is talking about duties. One question that I have, and I just don't know the answer, and we may have to kick it to our counselor over here, is does the quorum court even have the ability to assign duties to county employees?
No.
That seems like an administrator function
to me. That's why we're going to let the county judge hire the administrator. It's not a quorum court function.
I wouldn't even think that we could even put these things in this ordinance, because that's us assigning duties to a county employee. That's my interpretation.
Assigning duties to the position.
To the position.
You can do that.
We can do that?
Yes, to the position we can. To the employee we cannot.
You concur, Councilor Hogue, as counselor.
Oh, there he is. I was like, where are you?
You can create a position, and you can create the job description for that position. Now, if it's underneath someone who's an elected official, and he comes in and says, I want this person to do X, Y, or Z, then we work out the legality of that. But it kind of reminds me of the fact that he can appoint the chairman of the committee, but then you guys can come in and vote on another chairman. You can create a position and define the job description for that position, and then once it's under his bailiwick, then he may be able to alter that sum without causing a separation of powers.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. Okay, good deal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I guess one thing I have a question on is, determine the size of an animal shelter. I guess I have, other counties have looked at this problem and not necessarily decided that building an animal shelter was the best route to go. Take Pulaski County, for example. I know they have contracted with the cities within their county or contracting with other governmental entities and possible 501c3. So not that I don't think that's an option that should be explored, but specifically spelling out that that's what we're going to do, that maybe that's not the best option for us to do that. Maybe looking at contracting with Conway, paying a set fee per year for them to take animals from the county, or a set fee and then a set amount per animal taken or call went on. I think there's some other options that definitely we should look at exploring, besides just saying we're going to build a shelter, because maybe they're worthy of a discussion.
So, Justice Kendrick, my recommendation to you would be hold that thought for the full court meeting tonight, because that's exactly the topics that we want to talk about tonight. So very valid points on that. But as we get through there tonight, the direction that we're going to be going forward is where we're going to talk about.
Sure thing.
Very good. So I'm going to skim through these real quick, Justice Boyer. So we talked about determining the size of the animal shelter, and I asked you the question why that was important. And it seems to be important to me because at $200 a square foot, that's why it's important.
But may I?
Yes.
It goes back to that's not a factor we're going to determine. You'll notice that's under subparagraph A.
To develop a plan.
Yes. So if there's no plan, if the plan says this ain't going to work, this is not going to work.
Exactly.
Then that goes out the window. You're pulling your hair out for nothing.
Okay, so let me go forward and word it in a different way. So the potential duties of this position would be, potentially, to consider the size of an animal shelter, the building cost, operational cost. I'll talk about operational cost. We've got an operational cost that has been bandied about that goes anywhere. When I was going through my notes, from $250,000 a year up to as high as $600,000 a year. So what justifies those costs? Business policy for services. So we've heard the term, whether it's a no-kill facility or not. That's something that the laymen on the committee need to be educated on. It seems to be a black and white issue. That brings up a lot of passion with the groups. We need to discuss that. Some people think that when you say the word no-kill shelter, that you never, ever, ever, have to euthanize an animal. That may not necessarily be true. And when they talk about a kill shelter, then all of a sudden you're just running a butcher shop. I'm not sure that that's true either. So that's an educational thing that we need to learn from. And oftentimes the animal interest community can help us, with that. Spay and neuter program, which obviously in a lot of other communities is a very big benefit. Adoptions, which we've heard numerous times that our rescue groups have been participating in this, and the city shelter has dealt with that's a very beneficial program. Animal ID licensing. Hopefully you've taken an opportunity to see that Pulaski County is actually dealing with that particular issue now, and see how that's working for Pulaski County. And then use rescues as temporary contractors. So those are just some of the things that this position would be looking at. That doesn't mean that they would happen, but they would be investigating these. Is that your point?
That's correct. And using the rescuers as temporary contractors, they become vendors to the county.
Right.
And just like every other vendor that works for the county, they have to meet the qualifications that a vendor is required to meet. or whatever that might be. So, yes, that's the licensing. We touched on it briefly a while ago. Licensing in the county can be a source of income. It is in the city, city of Conway. I'm not sure with Mayflower what their protocol is. I'm sure that they require licensing also.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For licensing every animal that you own, or that every dog,
to be determined.
Yeah, that's part of the discussion. So what does licensing, to your point, Just Shot, what does licensing look like?
It's a tech.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
no. And a permission slip.
Yeah. Also, the next section here talks about this person potentially would be responsible for investigating and writing grants. Okay. Coordinate with various advisory boards. Yes, go ahead.
One question I do have about that one. Coordinating, do we want to specifically call out the Friends Advisory Board? Because there are other nonprofit entities that are operating within the county, so is it best to call out one of those specifically or leave that more a broader brush where the potential director could determine to partner with numerous ones of those or seek their input?
Justice Good,
put your hand first. May I jump in there and help answer that, I hope? I think that's one thing that group has been consistent in coming. And it's also the group that's probably been, to me at least, the most vocal. I'll show my ignorance here, and don't mind being transparent. I kind of bought into that was the only group. I started doing some research, and there's a lot of groups. Justice Lahowski, I was getting there. And Justice Rowland, when they were justices-elect, they were not even here yet, and yet they took their time out of their own day. They went with me, and we met with the Hounds Hideaway folks. And I asked them to be here tonight. I don't know if any of them are here yet. But again, a great group. So to your point, I think that, and maybe that's my fault, you know, or Jerry's, and I'm not picking on you because I think we just focused on them because they've been the most visible, you know, black T-shirts. But no, to answer your question, in my opinion, we would talk with, we get, and hopefully there are multiple groups that are here tonight are represented, and we can get input from multiples.
Because I've got a list of just 10 here, and I know 10 is not all of them.
Right.
And then I visited right. with several of them, and some of them, they're all doing kind of different. Some of them are doing different things and have different focus areas, but I think, much like Friends, they're doing some valuable work here within the county. So.
Justin Boyer?
Good points. Those 10 that you have listed are not affiliated in any way with the county right now. The animal advisory group is. They're the ones that's visible. That's why I chose them. I didn't exclude them, but we have an agreement with them, as a matter of fact, the court.
The court does not. So I actually researched that. And so it's actually the Courts and Public Safety Committee that sanctioned them as a board to advise the Courts and Public Safety Committee, not necessarily the full court. And that has evolved over time. And that's something that probably the Courts and Public Safety Committee can revisit and look at.
So my thought there was we already have an affiliation with this group. We have no affiliations with any other group to this point. It's the only one that's visible to the group, to us. That's why I included them. Wasn't okay. trying to exclude anybody. Nobody stepped up to the plate that I'm. Nobody has come to me and said we want to be part of that. Of course, I'm not going to anything else either. I would concede that point. But I do agree with Justice Good that simply by osmosis, I guess.
That's fair. I mean, I think, you know, and we appreciate them being here. They have been the most faithful to attend, you know, the most faithful to reach out via phone call, email, or text, other than some that are outside the county. Very good.
Right, and not, I don't want that to be taken as I was trying to exclude them. It was just the point that there are some other ones that maybe we need to talk with that
right.
are also doing some good stuff.
All right, okay. Let's see. Back to this position, would also be the official department spokesperson. That would be something that we would have to talk about because I know we do have a what is the position, Councilor Hogue, a public information officer for the county?
Yes.
So that's something that we would have to look at to see whether we use the the county's PIO or whatever to make sure we're all speaking for the same. That's just something we could discuss.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Councilor Hogue, is the public information officer for the sheriff's department or is it the county?
I think the sheriff's office has its own PIO.
Yeah. The sheriff's department
mm-hmm.
has a PIO and the county has a PIO.
I'm
it for the county, and Aaron is it for the sheriff's department.
Okay.
So the counselor acts as our public information officer.
Correct.
That's right, unless it's sheriff's department.
Now, for what it's worth, that's a designation for emergency situations more than anything. That's not meant to be as much as it is used as kind of a PR guy and a media guy. For the county, what PIO is for emergency situations and falls within the, what is it, ICS system? There you go. I got it right. But I'm used both ways. Okay. I have a meeting I need to be at in Mayflower.
Thank you, Counselor. All right, so we're down to the second page of this. We're getting close to the end of it. Again, revisit this is potential duties of this person that we're looking at. Let's see, we talked about public awareness, determine startup equipment, so that would obviously operational cost, startup cost, what equipment we need, trucks, equipment, those kinds of things to help educate those of us that would be funding this, appropriating funds for this.
That's correct, Chairman, and that kind of goes back to whether or not we make a determination, or the director or administrator makes a determination if we are going to have a county shelter.
Right.
However, there's probably going to be, if we're going to hold hands with cities or rescuers or da-da-da-da-da, we're going to have to include some operational equipment within our own purview.
Right.
So that's got to be massaged.
Okay. Also talks about a spay and neuter program for the county, finding sources for programs initiated under this ordinance, so other than just the fund, I assume. And then also provide recommendations, advice, and guidance relevant to animal control for actually probably to the Quorum Court.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is just a high-level outline of this particular ordinance. So my recommendation as the chair then, since this is the first time we're actually seeing this and officially discussing it, is that we take this, the committee members can take this, the full court can take a look at it. We will come back, offer suggestions. So, Jessica, to your point, very valid suggestions that you've already made on this, Justice Lehowski. And then we can discuss these in more detail at our next meeting that we have so that we're more prepared to discuss them that way. That makes sense? Okay. Any additional comments you'd like to make on this ordinance? Proposed ordinance.
Well, going back to the survey, contaminated survey and a follow-up survey. A lot of the things that's in this ordinance, I gleaned information, even some of it outside the county, Justice.
Yeah.
I took the information. I didn't take the recommendations, but I did use the information. I found a great amount of redundancy in different areas requiring the same, asking the same questions for solutions, resolution. So I'm not so sure that we wouldn't be in that same category, needing information that has been already presented.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I can say. I would encourage us to look hard at this.
Okay. Any other comments from the other committee members and Justice Good? Our honorary member.
Yeah. As we wrap up tonight, before we go into our full court committee, I just want to. I do, and look, this is something that we have to get solved this year. And you five are a great five. I hate that I'm not with you, but regardless, but just as I and my grocery business, you know, we work a lot on acronyms, and those are not always great for everything, but really, there's a pretty little small acronym that if we can apply and go forward, we must get a plan. We must get a plan. So remember that P, all right? You remember the P. And then after we get a plan, we must allocate the money to make the plan work. You remember the A. And then we must get to work on that plan that we've got the money allocated to. So you can remember the W. And then we're going to solve the problem. And so, Tyler, if you'll remember the S,
And P.
A.
Come on, man.
I thought you were thinking something.
W.
Yes. So if we'll put our paws in motion here, again, no pun intended, we can solve this issue. And that's, you know, that's silly and cute or whatever you want to look at it, but it's real. And I know from many of you, you think, what have y'all been doing? Well, you're fixing to figure out. There has been much effort put into this. The redundancy part that you talked about, you know, and I know it's a chicken or the egg, but we've got to know if Conway's dancing with us or not. And you know, if that's the right thing to do or not. We have, I would say we have one county jail, but really we have two, but we don't have a county jail and a city jail. We have a county jail. It's in two buildings. But why would we need a county shelter and a city shelter? I mean, just from a practical...
I think we'll talk about that,
exactly.
Obviously.
So, but that's part of the plan. So my only comment to your deal is here is I hate to spend money before we know what the plan is. And I think that, I think we, along with the judge's office and the sheriff's office, can develop this plan. Mm-hmm. Just my two cents.
And just one thing, and I might be thinking about this the wrong way, is that I think this issue can be broken down into several different issues, and they don't all necessarily have to be solved at one time to make forward motion and progress. And this one aspect would be breaking this down into animal control, which is a separate issue than animal shelters. And then this, I would consider the spay and neuter program kind of the other part of the triangle in that we don't necessarily have to do everything all at once. We can look at different components of that. Just one resource, and I visited and went on a tour and looked at it, is Companions up in Greenbrier at the Humane Society. That's what they do. They're in the spay and neutering business, and that's a well-oiled machine. So maybe looking at potential having the county fund spay and neuter drives for a certain weekend, or giving them some grant money to help them further do that. You know, some of these things I think could be implemented rather quickly instead of some of these harder issues to solve. So just to keep it down into breakable chunks so we can work to solve this thing. So
I like that, and I'll tell you, to just to go to your point is that we do need to get off the ground quickly. When I saw the list of the committee members this time in an email a few days ago, you know, I had a degree of frustration, not because I don't think we've got great committee members, but I looked at it, and every 2 years we've had a turnover on courts and public safety, and it's almost like we have to take two steps back and start over again. And so this time I'm pleased with you guys are ready to hit the ground running. I certainly hope so, because that's the direction that we're going to be going with this. So that'll be a big plus moving forward, but we don't have time to take two or three steps backwards.
Yep.
We're just not going to be able to. So I appreciate the enthusiasm from that. All right, that's all I have that was on the agenda for tonight. So we're going to carry this over to the full court meeting, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye, and we're done.
Aye.
Okay. All right, we'll